Yeah, my name's Adam, I'm an addict. It's good to be here. I always get a bit nervous before these things. I never know what's going to kind of spill out of my mouth. I've never kind of developed a standard kind of NA share, but, you know, my experience has been I've always just turned up for these things, and my kind of understand that's all I have to do. Do you know, I turn up, and then I kind of, whatever's comes out, comes out. It's not my business, do you know what I mean? And I kind of get comfort from that fact. But yeah, it's good to be here. I was kind of met up with a few people before, you know, a bit of fellowship before the meeting. And yeah, it's a privilege to be asked, really. Do you know what I mean? I used to come to this meeting when I was in a halfway house, when it was in the other venue. And I remember being so terrified, you know, of being here around this many people. I remember someone, you know, reading the what Flo just read, the how it works, and like getting all hot and sweating and thinking things like, oh, I can't read anymore, do you know, your voice sounds a bit weird. And it's like, and that was, you know, that was kind of when I came here. It's still, you know, on a bad day it can still be like that, but, you know, today, thank God, you know, I'm not in that, you know, that really kind of painfully self-obsessed, self kind of, you know, a lot of the time I have experienced a lot of freedom through kind of coming here regularly and kind of doing this stuff. You know, I still have the voice, you don't know anything, you know, you're not worth, you know. But I kind of understand now that that's, you know, that's just a voice in my head, you know. It's not the reality. The reality is, you know, the last 6 and a bit years, I've come here and I've kind of got involved with this stuff and I've done it. I should, you know, go back to the beginning, I suppose. My drug use started very young. My first NA meeting was, I was 20 years, I was 16, 17 years ago, from a treatment centre. And, you know, and that was my kind of, you know, the consequences because of my drug using came quite early on. I think looking back, you know, that was a point in my life where I asked for help. And I thought I'd go away to some institution and they would just somehow magically do something. I don't know what I thought, but, you know, I was asking for help at that point. And I thought I'd go there and they'd fix me and I'd just crack on and, you know, and live my life. And that was my first time when I kind of, on the treatment centre wall, when I saw the steps. And I kind of, you know, and I looked at that. We admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, and I kind of, my cynical, you know, piss-taking kind of way that I came, you know, I was like, well, obviously, do you know what I mean? I'm sat in a treatment centre, but, you know, today, obviously, my kind of understanding of what that means has changed, I suppose. You know, when I first, you know, it was a particular chemical for me that, you know, that I couldn't stop using. That was the problem, that one particular thing. And, you know, and getting myself away from that by getting myself locked up, basically, you know, I thought that there would be some, you know, that just getting away, a few bit of time away from it, and things would get better for me, and I'd kind of, you know, and I'd crack on, and because that was always the problem, you know, from it. It started off like, you know, it was other people's problems when I was 17, and my dad came to me and said, like, I've got other children to consider, I can't have you in our house anymore, you've got to go. I was like, well, great, do you know what I mean? I can go off and do my thing. And it was always other people's one, but at that age, you know, it was quite clearly, you know, the people I was hanging around with and what I was getting up to, you know, it was people were going to Feltham at the time, and it was a bit like, oh God, do you know what I mean? This is really shitty and really, really boring, do you know what I mean? That was the first moment. That was the first thing where I really kind of encountered misery in addiction. And, you know, I think the craziest thing that I ever do, which I've done on more than one occasion, is I get removed from the drugs and then somehow in my head I make it right to pick up again. Do you know what I mean? That for me is pure insanity. I mean, I did a lot of crazy stuff, smoking crack, but for me that is, you know, absolute insanity. I can justify it and make it right to pick up. And I left that place. And, you know, I remember having it back in the days when you used to get the social books, and I had a big, you know, big one because I'd be getting everything was rolled up into one. And I remember going down to the post office and I scored, you know, straight away. And I just cracked on. And then, you know, for all of my 20s, you know, I used when I could every day. The seed, you know, if you say it's a night, you know, it's your first meeting or anything, welcome. But, I mean, I can look back and say that I always kind of knew, you know, from that very first meeting when we all kind of shuffled in from the centre we were in, and I kind of looked around, I kind of knew that there was something here. You know, I didn't get clean. I couldn't get clean, you know, over those years. But I kind of knew that there was something here. And, you know, again, kind of, you know, another detox. And they're kind of saying, NA, you should go to NA again. And I was a bit more broken, a bit more beaten. And that was when I came to London. I was kind of homeless. I did another place. And then I came to London. I did 6 weeks. I remember thinking at the time, you know, 6 weeks is going to be long. That's long, long time out of my life. Do you know what I mean? I ended up doing like 7 months, you know, in kind of places. And I think it's really weird, the kind of thinking back, you know, the way I framed things back then. You know, I had no real concept of the illness of addiction, you know, over the last six and a bit years. You know, when it said the drugs are just a symptom of our illness, you know, I heard that a lot and I thought, I've experienced that. Do you know what I mean? Clean over the last 6 years, you know what I mean? And I know how valuable it is for me to come and get here and kind of get connected to this, basically. You know, without doing this, you know, it doesn't take me very long to kind of to go. Do you know what I mean? I start believing my own bullshit in my head. And I need other people. From that, I started using quite young. So when I cleaned up, you know, I reverted back to that scared kind of teenager who had that first drink, and then it was, I didn't care what she thought of me. Do you know what I mean? I didn't care what you thought of me. And when I stopped using, I got abstinent, I came here, and, you know, and it's very important, you know, what you thought of me. I felt like a piece of shit. Do you know what I mean? There's no, maybe I had low self-esteem before, but I can definitely say, you know, my act of addiction fed that kind of message in my head that, you know, that I am no good. And then when I got clean, you know, I had a lot of consequences also to deal with. You know, no one, you know, the first treatment centre I was in, my mum came to visit me. The last one I was in, you know, she's not coming because they've heard it all before. Do you know what I mean? And it was, and that's, I look now as, you know, as my act of addiction just isolating me and getting me to the place of, you know, in some ways though, I look at it as a bit of a, you know, as a bit of a kind of an asset, because when I came to London in, you know, in 2007, I didn't have a lot else going on. Do you know what I mean? I didn't have the job. I didn't have a lot of friends. You know, the people I was around, I hated. I was in a relationship with another heroin and crack addict, and you know, it gave me the opportunity to get involved with this stuff, I suppose. And I was very, you know, very, very scared. Looking back, I didn't know I was scared at the time, but now I can say I was very scared, and that kind of, you know, that held me in really good stead. You know, I ran around the meetings. Do you know what I mean? I used to do a lot, you know, I still do a lot of meetings, but I used to do, you know, I just really threw myself into this stuff, and it's been a, you know, it's kind of what it's done for me, basically, is it's, you know, when I stopped using, I didn't know who the hell I was. Do you know what I mean? I had no clue. I know that wasn't, you know, that was never going to, I was going to be a failure by my own standards in my life. You know, and I suppose what this has done for me, it's given me the freedom to go on and, you know, and try new things. Like I said, you know, like I spoke about, addiction is still there for me. Do you know what I mean? I live with the voice daily. Do you know what I mean? The voice is always chatting to me. I can come in a meeting, I can be doing service, you know, I can be with my sponsor. It doesn't matter. Do you know, I still have the voice in my head constantly chatting. But the only difference is, you know, when I got clean, I thought I knew what you were thinking. You know, now, you know, I've kind of got a bit of reality. You know, when I started work, you know, was a kind of big thing. I was, you know, got a job. And then it's like, I've had moments of thinking, oh, that's your, you know, that's your paranoia, that's your illness, you know, that might not actually be true. Doesn't always stop me feeling the way I do, do you know what I mean? But I've come to understand that, you know, the way I can see things, you know, I'm almost 6'6", you know, and I'm a terrified human being some days, do you know what I mean? I can be very, very scared. And, you know, And it can, you know, it can cause me to act in certain ways. I think what recovery has done for me is when I've acted in certain ways and I've fallen short, you know, it's to kind of try and give myself more compassion, because that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a place of a scared person, you know, and you wouldn't say to a scared person, like the voice in my head, that's what, you know, what are you doing? Well, you know, screaming at someone, do you know what I mean? So now, and I've learned that, you know, through sponsorship, you know, through the fellowship, you know, my kind of understanding of a higher power has been the fellowship and the program, really, you know, working through the steps and you know, and connecting people, you know, daily. Over the last year, I think I've probably connected with more people. You know, there's been things where things have been going away, but, you know, I've had to really dig deeper. You know, another thing, you know, cliche that I used to, you know, the road gets narrower as you get hit. I used to hear that and think, oh, I don't know what they're talking about. Do you know what I mean? That's been my experience. You know, I can't do and behave in the way that I was when I was 2 years clean as I can 6 years clean. Do you know what I mean? It affects me differently. And my sponsor's always keen to remind me, because I relapsed after 18 months, I should say, is that for me, means are not enough. You know, that was my experience. I remember taking on the secretary commitment at Great Portland Street meeting on a Tuesday, and I picked up on the Wednesday. Do you know what I mean? And that was, I reached a place in my life where my ego or whatever had got in the way of me saying, hold my hand, saying, excuse me, I'm in a lot of trouble here. You know, I'm thinking about using, because I was 18 months clean, do you know what I mean? And life is great. But today, you know, and it says in a book, Recovery and Relapse, that really laid the, you know, the kind of, it talks about a nuclear blast. Do you know, that last seven month run I went on, you know, and getting clean in the rooms, you know, this time, you know, it's held me in really good stead. You know, it's forced me into a place of, I'm just another drug addict. Do you know what I mean? We all, you know, when it says in the meeting about, think of the still suffering addict. Do you know what I mean? That is not the person always that's just using. Do you know what I mean? That can be the person who has some years here, and, you know, and they are really, really, you know, they're suffering. I kind of like come to understand, it's like, the steps have definitely kept me here. My active addiction brought me here, but without working a program, I wouldn't still be here. Do you know what I mean? I'm very good at kind of creating, you know, isolating myself and alienating myself. That's, you know, that's what addiction is for me. It's reaching that place of not being teachable and not being reachable, you know, very kind of simply. And it's just coming here and showing up. You know, service has been a big thing. You know, I can look around, you know, some faces in this room, and I know because I've sat on committees, you know, I've done H&I, and I've kind of grown to know people and love people in here. Do you know what I mean? Because they saved my life. Do you know what I mean? This has saved my life, really. Or it's given me a life, you know, rather than the kind of mundane existence of, you know, the same thing day in, day out. Would I be dead now? I don't know. But I can see, you know, I know people, you know, that are still, are used with, that are still using, you know, they say, you're still going to NA? Yeah, I'm still going to NA, do you know what I mean? They're living the same miserable day that I was living, you know, kind of 6 years ago. Nothing changes, you know, I wouldn't have grown. You know, I think the thing that recovery has given me is that, you know, when I came here, I felt like a lost boy, you know, I still do occasionally, but, you know, a lot of the time now, I feel I've, you know, I've kind of grown. I think if you come here, get clean and work the steps, it's very difficult not to kind of grow and kind of, you know, and mature a little bit. But 50 seconds left. What can I say? If, you know, you haven't got anything out of us, anything I've said, you know, I think in London we are blessed with, you know, cut 100 meetings a week. I don't even know what it is now, but, you know, there is a massive resource here. If you are struggling to get clean, you know, if you are abusing right now, you know, I've had a hit in the toilet of a meeting before, do you know what I mean? I've been where you are, you know, I've sat in the meetings hating everyone, I've been there, do you know what I mean? And it's, you know, and it's kind of, but I've just kept coming, do you know what I mean? Good, bad, or indifferent, nothing going on, you know, everything going on, I've been here, and it's only through that, really, and other people that I've stayed here. And I think that's my 15 minutes, Charlie, so I'm going to leave it there.